Okay, if you don't have a Bible, please grab one in the back.
如果你没有圣经的话，后面桌上有，可以去。
We're going to be looking at three passages today.
今天要看三个地方的经文。
The first is the one we're preaching from, Matthew 26, but in doing so, we're going to look at two other passages, Psalm 2 and Daniel 2.
今天讲到的经文是马太福音26章，但是我们会看诗篇2篇和但以理二书，但以理书2章。
So first turn to Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 to 68. It's about 20 verses.
请翻到马太福音26章47到68节，大概有20节。
It's about a very specific time in Jesus' life.
这是耶稣生命中非常重要的一段 一个时刻。
Right after he's arrested.
他已经被逮捕了。
And as we read this passage, I want you to think,How is Jesus looking at what is happening to him? And then also I want you to think, how are the Jewish leaders that are arresting him looking at what is happening to Jesus?
大家读这段经文的时候，我希望大家从两个角度来想这段经文。第一个就是耶稣他自己怎么样看待他被捕的事。第二个角度是逮捕他的人怎么看待耶稣被捕这件事。
Because they have really different perspectives.
因为这是两个非常不同的角度。
Okay, Can I have a volunteer to read in English and one to read in Chinese?
我们请一位念中文，一位念英文。
Eric's going to read in English.
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him. And he came up to Jesus at once and said, Greetings, Rabbi. And he kissed him. Jesus said to him, Friend, do what you came to do. Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Put your sword back into its place.For all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so? At that hour Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come out against as a robber with swords and a clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me.But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus,that they might put him to death, but they found none. Though many false witnesses came forward, at last two came forward and said, This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. And the high priest stood up and said, Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you? But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, I adjure you, by the living God,Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his robes and said, He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard this blasphemy. What is your judgment? They answered, He deserves death.Then they spit in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?
Hey, anyone in Chinese? Want to read it in Chinese?
马太福音二十六章四十七到六十八节，说话之间，那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来。那骂耶稣的给他们一个暗号，说：“我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他。你们可以拿住他。”犹大随即到耶稣跟前说：“请拉比安。”就与他亲嘴。耶稣对他说：“朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。”于是那些人上前来，下手拿住耶稣。有跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍一刀，削掉他一个耳朵。耶稣对他说：“收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？若是这样，经上所说的事必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？”当时耶稣对众人说：“你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？我天天坐在殿里教训人，你们并没有拿我，但这一切的事成就了，为要应验先知书上的话。”当下门徒都离开他逃走了。拿耶稣的人把他带到大祭司该亚法那里去，文士和长老已经在那里聚会。彼得远远地跟着耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面，就和差役同坐，要看这事到底怎样。祭司长和全公会寻找假见证控告耶稣，要治死他。虽有好些人来做假见证，总得不着实据。幕后有两个人前来说：“这个人曾说，我能拆毁神的殿，三日内又建造起来。”大祭司就站起来对耶稣说：“你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？”耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说：“我指着永生神叫你起誓告诉我们，你是神的儿子基督不是？”耶稣对他说：“你说的是。然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。”大祭司就撕裂衣服说：“他说了前往的话，我们何必再用见证呢？这前往的话现在你们都听见了，你们的意见如何？”他们回答说：“他是该死的。”他们就吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也有用手掌打他的，说：“基督啊，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁。”
God's purposes in history are ripening fast.
神在历史上他要成就的事情都可以很快的成就。
What we just read today and what you're going to read in the next few weeks is the build-up of all of human history. It's culminating in this event so far in the history of the world.
我们今天要读的经文和接下来几个礼拜要读的经文，要成就的一件事情是人类史上一件非常重大的事。
And we don't even have time to look at each little thing that happened.
我们没有时间把每一个细节都好好的读。
But this was the such an important time in God's plan in the history of the world that every little bit that is being recorded here that happened hundreds of years ago, even 1,000 years ago, prophets of God had predicted these little different parts of what was going on.
但是这件事件是如此重大，因为在千年前或百年前，在这件事情发生之前，神的先知已经把每一个细节都预测出来了。
And if you knew the Old Testament really well as you were reading this, you'd be stunned again and again as just these things that are happening.
如果你对旧约很熟悉的话，你读这段经文的时候会觉得非常惊讶，因为你会发现旧约里面每个预测的细节都一一应验。
Verse 56, at the end of verse 56, then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Just a short little sentence there.
比如说在56节这短短的一句话里面，门徒都离开他逃走了这边，这个也是应验了先知所说的话。
That in itself was specifically prophesied by Old Testament prophets. What would happen to the followers of Jesus?
耶稣的门徒会离开他逃走，背叛他，这些都已经在旧约里面都已经预测到了。
Now, how many of you people have been arrested here?
我们当中有多少人曾经被捕？被逮捕过。
Oh, I saw one hand. I think there should be another hand up there.
应该有另外一个人被捕过。
Ken and Eric have been arrested.
Ken and Eric 两个都曾经被捕。
Now I won't ask you the reasons today. Maybe you can share it in a testimony sometime.
我不会问你们为什么会被捕，也许将来做见证的时候，你们可以跟我们分享。
But I guess you're the only ones that knows how it feels when the police come knocking to take you away.
不过如果警察真的来敲你的门逮捕你，你自己是只有你自己知道那种滋味如何。
But I want you to look at how he looks at his own arrest and what's going to happen.
我们要来看看耶稣他自己如何看待他被捕这件事。
You see, at several places, verse 56 is a great, good as any place to summarize it.
56节这边可以总结耶稣对他自己被捕这件事情的看法。
But this has taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled.
这些为什么会发生呢？是因为要应验先知所说的一切话。
Verse 54, but how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must be happened this way?
54节这边耶稣又说，若是这样，经上所说的事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？
You see what he's continuously conscious of as he starts to get arrested and start to go through all these tortures and things that happen sometimes when people are arrested.
从这两句话我们可以看出耶稣他被捕受难被折磨，从他自己他是怎么样看待他的受难的。
And we're going to read this right before communion, but there's a passage in Isaiah 53 that explains a lot of what Jesus is going to be facing as he's arrested.
我们等一下领圣餐之前会念以赛亚书53章，这边的53章这边描述的就是耶稣被捕的时候的心情。
But basically, you could summarize his attitude is, it's got to happen this way.
但是他重点就是讲说，这就是是因为神这样安排事情才这样发生。
Now, contrast to how the Jewish leaders who were getting him arrested were looking at Jesus.
我们可以把耶稣的态度和逮捕他的那些犹太领袖的态度做个对比。
What was their scheme? What was their attitude about Jesus?
这些犹太领袖他们的计谋，他们对耶稣的态度是怎么样呢？
Wait, do you see it? Which verse is it?
大家可以从哪个经文看出这些犹太领袖的态度呢？
Speak it out if you found it.
如果找到的话，你可以大声说出来。
Okay, they looked at him as a robber and a thief. Where'd you find that? Verse 55. Am I leading a rebellion?
55节这边耶稣说，问他们说，难道我是强盗，我是小偷吗？为什么你们要这样逮捕我？
There's one more place that really reveals their attitude.
还有一句话，那句话就是真正让我们看到这些犹太领袖的态度。
Verse 59.
59节。
What were they trying to do?
他们要做什么？
The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin, that's like a senate, if you want to think of it that way, were looking for false evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death.
59节说，祭司长和全公会寻找假见证控告耶稣，要致死他。
Now I'm looking at these two attitudes, Jesus' attitude about his arrest and the Sanhedrin's attitude about his arrest, because at the end of the sermon, I'm going to ask you about your attitude of this person and what he's going through right now.
为什么我现在要请大家对比耶稣的态度，还有这些祭司和公会的人的态度呢？因为我今天讲到结束的时候，我要问大家，你自己对于耶稣被捕的态度是如何？
Now, verse 59's attitude probably seems really strange.
59节这边的态度看起来其实很奇怪。
Jesus, you know, that nice guy, he, you know, walks around healing people, he teaches people to love each other. Why try to arrest him and put him to death?
因为耶稣不是个大好人吗？他不是治好很多人，他不是教导我们要爱彼此，这样的个大好人为什么要逮捕他，要致死他呢？
I mean, when you've got a nice teacher that is loving towards everyone, you'd expect everybody likes him, right?
如果你有一个教师，他爱每个人，那你应该知道说每个人也会很爱他，不是吗？
And actually, a lot of people today have that attitude towards Jesus. He's just a nice teacher that's taught a lot of nice things.
的确也有很多人，他们对耶稣的态度就是也是爱他，因为他们认为他是一个好教师。
Meek and mild and humble. Why? What's all the stir? Why try to arrest him? Why try to put him to death?
所以现在为什么要有这个权谋要来制止他呢？
Well, the answer is because he's not just a meek and mild, nice teacher.
因为他不只是一个谦卑，一个温和的教师而已。
He's much more than that.
他不只是一个谦卑温和的教师而已。
And at least the Jewish leaders realized he was more than just that, but they totally misunderstood who he was.
至少那些犹太领袖和祭司长，他们觉得他绝对不只是这样一个教师而已，但是他们也错估了耶稣真正的身份。
The Jewish leaders had the basic attitude that he's like an opposition party. He's like a political person that's coming to take power away from them.
在犹太领袖的眼中，耶稣好像就是反对党的领袖。这个耶稣这个人好像就是要来夺走他们手上有的权力。
And so, if you have someone that's competing for you, what's human nature going to do?
如果有一个人他是你的对手，你人的本性都会怎么做呢？
You got to get rid of your competition, right?
当然就是要除掉对手啊。
Now, I don't know if there are two guys competing for the same girl. I'm not sure what their strategies to get rid of the competition is. If two guys are competing for the same girl, I'm not sure what their strategy would be to get rid of the competition.
如果有两个男生在追同一个女生的话，我不知道说这两个男生会怎么样想除掉他们的对手。
But I've seen a lot how it works in politics.
可是我从政治上看，我可以看出很多那些政治人物怎么样除掉他们的对手。
And you're going to see all kinds of interesting strategies come up whenever you see an election season, no matter where you are in the world, because human nature is always the same.
不管在世界上哪个国家，只要有选举发生，你就可以看到很多政治人物用各种政治手法和权谋在除掉对手。
Now the season's coming up for presidential elections in Taiwan and also in the United States. I'm not sure what other countries.
台湾在不久以后就要选总统了，美国也是，可能还有很多国家也要有总统选举。
And I think we've already heard four people announce their candidacy in Taiwan, right? And people are still expecting two more to announce.
至少台湾目前已经有四个人宣布参选，接下来可能还会有更多人要宣布参选。
Now, this whole political season of maneuvering, you might take it seriously, or you might say, I'm too busy for those things.
所以这是政治味很重的一年。那对于这些政治人物的权谋策略，你可能会很认真看待。
And you might think it's boring.
不过也有些人会觉得说这些事很无聊。
But I'll tell you, there's one really interesting thing about it is you really get to see human nature.
不过很有意思的就是从这些政治人物的权谋和竞争当中，你可以看出人很多的本性。
Now, of course, who you elect is going to affect you.So it's important just for that reason, because they'll make decisions about your life.
你不管选谁，这个人可能他如果当选了以后，对于他做的决定会直接影响你的生活，所以选对人是很重要的。
But one really thing you'll get to see is you'll have to make judgments on their human nature and truth. Is what they're saying true?
很重要一件事情就是你要懂得判断他们的本性如何，你要能够判断他们所讲的是否是真相。
As you hear each candidate, you got to say, "Oh, can I trust what they're promising?"
你看那些候选人，每个人都做很多承诺，你要想想你是不是能够信赖他们会实践他们的承诺。
And as you hear each candidate, you got to discern.Can I believe what they say about the other guy, or are they just trying to get rid of their opponent?
那这些政治候选人当然也会讲其他候选人的话，这时候你就要判断说他们讲的话是真的还是要诋毁对方而已。
Just like the Jews were trying to get rid of their opponent in their eyes.
政治人物会互相诋毁，就像犹太人，他们也想要除掉耶稣。
I'll just tell you one story and then get back to this passage.
告诉大家一个故事，然后再回来看今天的经文。
Now, back at the beginning of America's democracy,
这是有关美国民主制度初刚建立的时候的故事。
There's a story about one candidate that was really good at campaigning.
那时候有选举，其中一个候选人很会选举。
And at that time, America was scattered out. You had to get the votes of the farmers.
那时候美国的人口都散居各地，那农民的票非常重要。
So there's this old farmer out in the field working.And there's a road in somewhat distance to where he's working in his field.
那时候一个农夫在他农场上工作，他农场旁边有一条路，跟他工作的地方有一段距离。
And then a candidate walks by on the road and says, "Hey, I'm Joe Smith. I'm running for this office. Please vote for me." And he shouts across the field to the farmer.
那时候，有一位候选人是史密斯先生，他就在那个远远的路上跟这个农夫喊叫说：“我是史密斯先生，请你投我一票。”
And then later on in the day, the farmer sees another candidate coming down the road.
那也是同一天，不久之后又有另外一个候选人来了。
And he doesn't shout across the field.
他没有隔着路跟农夫喊叫。
He actually gets off the road and walks through the field and comes up and shakes the farmer's hand.
他直接走下田去。找那个农夫跟他握手。
And he says to the farmer, "I'd love to talk to you about how you'd want me to represent you if you elect me."
那他就告诉那个农夫说，如果你选我的话，我很希望你要我为你做什么事。
Vote for me, John Jones.
我是琼斯先生，请你投我一票。
Now, which candidate should the farmer elect?
你们觉得那个农夫会投给谁呢？
John Jones, right?
当然是琼斯先生啊。
If the farmer knew the real story, he would vote for Joe Smith.
可是如果农夫知道真相的话，他会投给史密斯先生。
Because Joe Smith never came.
因为史密斯先生根本就没有去那地方。
John Jones came twice.
琼斯先生他去那个地方去了两次。
And the first time he is pretending to be Joe Smith, so to give a contrast to him walking out to the farmer.
他第一次去的时候，他假装自己是史密斯先生，这样他第二次去的时候，那个农夫会以为说琼斯先生很好，史密斯先生很糟。
You see the lies going on to try to get rid of your opponent.
所以琼斯先生他撒了一个大谎，他的目的就是要除掉他的对手。
And that trick worked. It made the farmer think John Jones was the good man.
那他诡计也得逞了，因为农夫真的以为琼斯先生是个好人。
Well, the passage we're here today, you can read beginning of it earlier is a culmination of a plot by the Jewish leaders to get rid of this guy Jesus.
今天这段经文跟之前有关，这一串事件的最高潮就是，犹太人用这个权谋要去除掉耶稣。
See, Jesus had become more and more popular with the people.
因为那时候耶稣越来越受人民欢迎。
And the leaders of the Jews started to be afraid.
所以这些犹太领导人开始害怕了。
Because the Jewish leaders, were not the ultimate leader. They'd gotten their power from the Roman Empire.
因为犹太领袖他们当时手上的权力是罗马帝国给他们的。
And they thought Jesus would ruin it for them. He'd destroy their power.
他们怕耶稣会把他们手上这个权力给摧毁。
Either because he would take their place, or because he would stir up something and cause the Romans to come in and crack down.
他们怕耶稣会取代他们，他们也怕耶稣会造成一些动乱，造成罗马帝国的人来镇压他们。
But either way, they thought they would lose if Jesus was allowed to continue.
不管怎么样，他们怕耶稣如果继续在那边活动的话，会造成他们自己的伤害。
And so they made this arranged this scheme to come at night and get rid of him as if he was some political opponent.
所以他们就想出这个计谋，在深夜逮捕他，好像他是他们的政敌一样。
And you notice Jesus points out that their thinking is totally messed up. He says, "Look, am I leading a rebellion? The way you think of me, you sent all these people with clubs and swords out to get me."
可是耶稣跟他们说，你们实在是大大的误会了。你们带着刀棒出来拿我，好像拿强盗一样。难道我是强盗吗？
They were dealing in power, and they thought Jesus was trying to deal in power too. So they thought he would resist.
他们用权力来处理耶稣的事情。他们以为耶稣也会跟他们一样，用他们的方式来反抗他们。
And so they thought they could keep their power safe that way.
他们以为他们这样子除掉耶稣，他们的权力就安稳了。
Get rid of Jesus, keep your power.
只要除掉耶稣，他们的位置就保住了。
I bet all political candidates would love to dig up some little piece of information about their opponent that just knocks them out of the race, and then it's only vote for me or nobody.
我相信所有的候选人，他们都会想要找出一些他们对手的 缺点，然后去攻击他们，这样他们自己才能够被选上。
But the Jewish leaders made a big mistake. They didn't understand who they were dealing with.
可是在这个地方，犹太领袖他们犯了一个很大的错误，因为他们不知道他们所面对的人是谁。
They thought Jesus was just another man like themselves.
他们也以为耶稣跟他们一样，也是一个普通人。
They thought that time in history was just another year of elections, so to speak, like they were in.
他们以为当时那个时刻也不过是历史上一个平常的时刻而已。
They thought Jesus was just this guy that was gradually trying to build up his power base.
他们眼中的耶稣只是一个汲汲营营要经营自己的权力基础的人。
And look, you can see how they're treating them. You can see their attitude and how they're treating them while when they arrest him.
那我们可以看到，耶稣在这些犹太人逮捕他的时候，他的态度是怎么样
？You don't see any fear in their eyes.
对不起，这些犹太人逮捕耶稣的时候，他们的态度是怎么样呢？他们完全没有恐，他们完全没有敬畏耶稣的心。
They kind of have this attitude. Oh, you think you're something? We got power over you now. Now where are you?
他们的态度对待耶稣是说，哦，你认为你是了不起的人吗？现在你在我们的手中了。
But this passage also gives glimpses of who Jesus really is.
不过从这段经文，我们也可以再次看到耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
Verse 53.
53节。
12, Jesus says, if he asked, he could have 12 legions of angels come to protect him.
耶稣告诉那些逮捕他的人说，如果他求的话，他的天父可以为他差遣12多营的天使来帮助他。
He could not only decimate and take over Jerusalem, he could destroy the armies of the Roman Empire if he wanted to.
如果耶稣他愿意的话，他手上有权力可以摧毁耶路撒冷以及罗马帝国的军队。
The Jewish leaders thought they were dealing with power, but they had been conquered by the Roman legions. Well, Jesus had access to more power than that.
犹太人他们以为手中握有权力，可是他们被罗马帝国征服了。但是耶稣手中的权力远比罗马帝国的权力还要大。
So they thought this is just another fellow stirring up trouble, and we're going to deal with him.
所以在犹太人眼中，耶稣只不过是一个麻烦制造者，他们很想把他除掉。
But they should have fallen on their knees and worshipped him as their king. That's who he was. That's the kind of power he could wield.
但是他们如果知道耶稣手中的权力为多大的话，他们就应该要跪在地上，将他敬拜他，因为他是他们的王。
See, he was the promised Messiah.
因为耶稣是神所应许的弥赛亚。
Another way of saying that is the anointed one.
就是神所高的王。
It's the one God anoints over his people.
是神为他的子民所高的王。
And they shouldn't have just fallen down and worshipped him as their king. They should have fallen down and worshipped him as their God.
他们不只是应该敬拜他，把他们当作他们的王，他们应该知道说他就是神自己。
Because he's not just the great king of the Jews, a mere man. He's the eternal son of God who took on human nature.
因为他不只是犹太人伟大的王，他是神，降世为人。
And when he talks about my father, he's saying God the Father himself is in a direct relationship and equality with him.
耶稣他说阿爸父的时候，这个阿爸父跟耶稣之间，他们的地位是平等的。
He's the long-expected king of the Jews that was promised and prophesied about for hundreds, almost 1,000 years, and he's also God himself come to save his people.
他是犹太人期待已久的王，犹太先知在几百几千年前就已经说预言说这个王会来了。他也是神降世为人，是犹太是人们的救世主。
And so the only reason this event was even happening, the only reason he was even being arrested, is because he allowed it to happen, because it was meant to be that way.
所以他会被捕，是因为他自己愿意被捕，因为神的安排就是如此。
So Jesus is facing all this injustice, but who's really in control?
所以我们看到的是耶稣他面对了不公平的不公义的待遇，可是真正掌权的人是谁呢？
It's not those Jewish leaders.
不是那些犹太领袖。
It's God himself.
神自己是掌权的。
It had to happen that way.
所以事情会照着神安排的来发生。
There's an expression in English.
英语里面有一个表达的方式，有句话。
You say, You're in over your head.
这句话就是不知天高地厚。
I don't know, do they have something like that in Mandarin?
Oh, totally different, but it's the same.
You are in over your head.
我们说你这个人真是不知天高地厚。
It's like you're used to swimming in some little nice quiet pond, and then you go to the ocean.
好像说平常你只会在一个小游泳池里面游泳，有一天你要挑战大海。
You think you've got everything under control, but if you try to swim out in the east coast of Taiwan, there are some massive currents that could pull you under and take you away. You're in over your head.
你在小游泳池里面，你以为你游泳很了得了，可是你如果到台湾东岸那海岸边去游，你就会知道有多危险，因为那边有洋流，可能会把你冲走。
So these chief priests and the Sanhedrin, they were in over their heads.
所以这些祭司长和全公会，事实上这些人真的是不知天高地厚。
They thought this was the normal pace of life and dealing with power and the normal political maneuvering.
但对他们来讲，他们以为逮捕耶稣、审判他，只不过是他们政治权谋中的一个运作而已。
But it wasn't. It was a culmination of all of history up to that point.
可是绝对不是如此。这个耶稣被捕的事件是历史上最重要的事件。很多事情的发生都是为了这件事来做准备。
You can read a lot about this if you read Daniel and all the prophecies in Daniel.
如果你读但以理书，还有它里面很多的预言的话，你就会看出这一点。
All the different empires of the world, the Babylonian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, Empire of Alexander the Great, the Roman Empire, they were all in God's plan to work up to this point in the fullness of time where Jesus would come.
那些巴比伦帝国、叙利亚帝国、亚历山大建立的帝国，还有罗马帝国，这些帝国之所以会建立起来，是因为神在为耶稣的一生，还有他的受难来做准备。
That year, that day was not a normal day.
所以这一天在耶稣生命中的这一天绝对不是平凡的一天。
That year, that day was in the preparing since the creation of the world and Adam's fall into sin.
耶稣受难这一年和这一天从创世以先从亚当犯罪那个时候就已经开始在预备了。
And Jesus was the point, the culmination of all that history.
那这一切历史为什么会这样发生呢？都是为了耶稣来做准备。
And here those leaders are just dealing with him. Just some other fellow coming along that's trying to get a piece of the pie.
可是这时候犹太领袖对耶稣的态度好像以为耶稣只不过是一个另外一个来跟他们争权夺利的人。
But they knew the Old Testament. They shouldn't have thought that way.
可是这些犹太领袖他们对旧约圣经很熟悉啊他们不应该这么想。
Actually, all these prophecies spoke about Jesus.And it matched Jesus' life. And the gospel writers are very careful to point out how his life fulfilled all these things.
因为旧约里面有许多关于耶稣的预言，在耶稣身上这一切也都一一的应验。而且我们看新约的写法，新约的作者他们很小心的，就是把这些预言和耶稣的生平做一个连结。
Now remember, prophecies are not like some crazy guy muttering things.That you see today.
预言不是说是一些老疯子、精神不正常的人讲的话。
Or if you go to the temple and you throw those two sticks, and you get your, you know, you ask a question, you get your yes answer or your no answer or your maybe answer.
预言也不是说你去庙里面卜龟，然后看那个卜龟的结果是那些神明应许你还是不答应你。
And you can almost kind of force the God to give you the answer you want because you can pay more money and you know, throw it again and again and again until you get the right answer.
而且在台湾的庙里面好像你可以强迫神明做你要他做的事因为宝贝的结果如果不是你喜欢的你就可以在投香油前再一直卜到你得到你要的结果为止。
When Jesus talks about it must be fulfilled what's written in the prophecies, God's prophets were not like that.
可是在圣经里面神讲的预言，神透过先知所讲的预言会应验，所以跟一般世上的那些所谓的预言是完全不同的。
God's prophets were the greatest people in history.
神的先知们是历史上最伟大的人物。
God did miracles through them.
神透过他的先知行神迹奇事。
Through them, the entire earth was affected.
因为这些先知的作为，整个世上的事情都可以感受到那个影响力。
Now in the modern day, we have this talk about climate being affected by the combined actions of 6 billion people on this earth and the carbon dioxide they release.
现在新闻很热，就是全世界60亿人口，因为他们的消费方式造成了全球暖化，这些是60亿人口才做得出来的事。
So people can affect climate if you get enough people.
所以如果你人口真的那么多的话，的确是会影响到全球的气候。
Although there's even an argument and disagreement about that with some scientists.
虽然说有些科学家他们不认为气候暖化是人类活动造成的。
But one of God's prophets prayed and stopped the rain for 3 years in Israel.
可是曾经有一位神的先知，因为他向神祷告，结果以色列连续3年没有降雨。
And one time during a battle, when it was getting dark and they were going to lose their chance of destroying the enemy and the soldiers would get away, one of God's servants prayed and the earth stopped rotating and the sun was still in the sky. Time stopped.
那曾经有一次，就是以色列跟其他民族打仗的时候，天快黑了。那如果天黑的话，以色列人就没办法去把他们的敌人给歼灭。所以那时候，神的一个先知就向神祷告，结果地球的旋转就停止了，阳光一直照射，让以色列人有足够的时间去把他们全部的敌人歼灭。
Of course, this was God's power at work, not the individual power of the prophet. But God responded to their prayers and did these things on behalf of them. That's the power.Of these prophets.
当然这些事情是神的权的大能所造成造成的，不是这些先知。但是神为什么会做这些事情呢？是因为他的先知向他祷告。
And God revealed the future to these prophets.
而且神会向他的先知显现未来的事。
And their predictions always came true exactly as they said would happen.
而且这些先知的预言没有例外，全部都应验了。
So these were the movers and shakers of their time, and these are the ones that wrote about Jesus and wrote about what was going to be happening to him.
所以这些先知是时代的领航者，是主导者，就是透过这些先知的手，神告诉我们有关耶稣要来的事。那这些事已经都记录在旧约里。
And the combined weight of all these prophets and what they said about Jesus wouldn't just affect the little political situation of that time.His coming to earth would be something that would affect the entire history of the world and in fact the entire universe in its existence. That is how important he was in this man Jesus that these Jewish leaders did not know what they were dealing with.
那耶稣他非常的重要，他的重要性可以从这些先知所有的预言都集中在他一个人身上可以看得出来。那耶稣在世上的他的生命，他的受难影响的不只是当时，他会影响到永恒的历史还有整个世界。可是犹太人他们在审判耶稣逮捕耶稣的时候，他们并不知道这一点。
We won't look at Daniel 2 today, but if you go back and read Daniel chapter 2, you will see that there's a prediction of during the Roman Empire there's a rock not made by human hands that would smash all other empires of the world, and it's talking about Jesus, but we won't read that today.
在但以理书二章有一个预言，就是在罗马帝国的时候，会有一块从神而来的石头击碎世上的帝国。不过我们今天不会去读那段经文。
But I want you to turn to Psalm chapter 2.
但是我希望大家翻到诗篇二章。
Psalms in the middle of the Bible.
诗篇大概是圣经中间的部分。
And just go to the second psalm.
翻到诗篇二篇。
And it's dealing with the same thing. The attitudes of the leaders of the world.
这边讲,
and the reality of who Jesus is.
他们这边讲的是这些面对他预言的是这些面对耶稣的人的这些犹太领袖的态度。
Psalm chapter 2.
诗篇二篇。
Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will give. I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice in trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry with you, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up at the moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
这边是从神的角度来看待这些犹太人领袖。神是怎么样看待这些犹太人领袖的？他说：“外邦为什么争闹？外民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆锁，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在念怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说，我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地级赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎。现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存敬战惊而快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的都是有福的。
So these, in 2 weeks, Eric's going to preach on a passage where Jesus is moved from a trial before the Jewish leaders to stand trial before the Roman leaders.
两个礼拜之后 ,Eric 他讲到是要讲这些犹太人把耶稣送到罗马巡抚前面审判的那一段。
And you'll see that similar kind of situation going on.
在那段经文里面你会看到诗篇二篇讲的这段景象。
But these people who thought they were in power, they thought they were in control, but they were dealing with something far beyond them.
可是这些犹太人当时他们真的以为他们手中掌权，他们不知道说他们所面对的耶稣是远高超乎他们之上的。
Notice it says, all your conspiracies to get your opponent, you can't. It's all in vain. There's only one thing to do. Put yourself under his lordship and you'll be blessed. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him.
诗篇二篇我们这边可以看到神要这些犹太人领袖知道不管他们怎么样用权谋计谋要来除掉耶稣这些都不会成功的他们所能做的最好的选择就是俯伏在神面前顺服神这样他们就会受祝福
Now I want to turn to you today
那我想要问大家一个问题
In everyone's life God will confront you with Jesus
在每个人的生命里面神一定会让你遇到耶稣
You're going to meet the Messiah
我们都会遇到这位弥赛亚
And it might be what's going on in your heart is like you're putting him on trial
在我们的心中我们好像就是在审判耶稣一样
You're going to be introduced to Jesus
我们都会遇到耶稣
In fact, today you have been
就像今天大家也是有遇见耶稣。
So when you meet Jesus, whether through reading the Bible or through hearing other Christians talk about him, how do you assess where you are in the situation and who he is?
所以当你读圣经或者听别人传讲耶稣的时候，你会在你的眼中你是怎么样评估耶稣的呢？
This is the one big lesson, there are a lot of lessons here, but this is the one big lesson you can learn from the attitude of Jesus and the attitude of the Jewish leaders.
从今天这个耶稣被捕这一段从耶稣自己的看法和犹太领袖的看法我们可以学习很多。
So I want to ask you, are you taking Jesus seriously, or are you underestimating him?
所以我要问大家的问题就是你有很认真的看待耶稣吗还是你低估了他呢
So maybe some of you do put him on trial.
也许有些人真的是好像在审判耶稣一样。
Or put God on trial.
或者说在审判神。
You think you think in your mind, I'm not sure if I want to accept this person or not.
你心中可能想说，我还没办法决定我是不是要接受这个神。
It's almost like you're voting for a political candidate.
就好像你在决定要投给哪位投票给哪位候选人一样。
What's he done for me?
你会想说这个候选人为我做了什么事吗？
I don't like the direction he's taking my life in.
你可能会觉得你不喜欢神为你生命所设定的方向。
I want control over it myself.
你想要自己当你生命的主人。
This is our human nature coming out. But don't you see how foolish that attitude is when you're talking about Jesus?
所以你在面对耶稣的时候，你的本性会凸显出来。但是我们可以看到，我们的本性是相当不明智，它像愚昧的。
Other people, they're just even too busy to even consider Jesus. They don't even stop to think about him.
还有些人，他们根本忙到没有时间听耶稣的故事，他们不想花时间在这个上面。
But how can you think some little scheme or maneuvering of your life is more important than Jesus? Don't you see how foolish that is?
但是比起耶稣，你自己那些小小的计算，那些权谋，其实都不算什么。跟耶稣比起，这件事情比起来，自己的权谋都是小微不足道的事。
God had the disciple Matthew write this testimony about Jesus down so that you yourselves could read it.
神借着他的门徒马太写下这个福音，让你可以来读。
And he's calling, take Jesus seriously.
这边要给我们的讯息就是，我们要很认真的看待耶稣。
He is the true Lord of the universe.
因为他是宇宙真正的主。
What he did on the cross in dying and then rising from the dead, and what he's going to do coming back when he comes back again at the end of the world will be universe changing. Not just your local city changing, not just your country changing, not just your world changing, but the entire universe changing.
耶稣他受难死而复活，然后耶稣二次再来，这些事情都会改变整个世界，不是只有改变我们住的地方，他的影响力是整个世界都会感受到。
From your own little region of the world and the own paths you trod to the most distant galaxy, this is whom Jesus has impact over.
从我们住的这地球上到宇宙无涯的边际，耶稣的影响力是无远弗届的。
He's your Lord. Take him seriously.
因为他是我们的主，所以我们要很认真的来看待他。
And the other thing, he's a Lord worth having.
而且他是配得我们拥有的主。
Now I know you all have your favorite politicians and you all have your politicians that are villains.
我们知道大家都有自己喜欢的一些政治人物，那你可能也觉得说有一些政治人物根本就是坏蛋。
And we might argue over who's who.
那我们平常人家会争论会吵架，就是因为他们意见不合。
But when the villain we think is in power, we'd love to get rid of them.
因为有些人觉得说某些政治人物是好人，你却不这么认为。那如果你觉得是坏蛋的那个政治人物，被选上了，
and we can't wait,
就会想除掉他。
And we can't wait till the next election, and hopefully he'll be out of here.
我们有些人根本等不到下次选举了，他们希望现在就可以除掉，在位的人。
Jesus is a Lord worth having, and if you have him, you won't want him ever to leave.
耶稣是配得我们拥有的主，如果你真的拥有他，你不会想要再离开他。
Did you see all that power and glory and majesty that Psalm 2 talked about and who Jesus was?
在诗篇二章大家看得出来，耶稣的荣耀和他的大能吗？
He's the same Lord here that submitted himself to bear this injustice of being arrested and being hit and tortured and being treated like some common criminal for your sake. That's why he did it.
将荣耀大能的主，他愿意接受不公平的审判，然后受难。这一切，他为什么会这么做，都是为了你。
Now one day he'll be coming in judgment, and you'll see the full weight of his lordship and power. But he first came in humility to deal with your sin and serve you and offer himself as a sacrifice to take your place.
耶稣在审判之日他还会再来，到时候耶稣来的时候是一个大能的君王，但是他第一次来到世上的时候是又软弱又谦卑又经历许多苦难。
Jesus was teaching his disciples, he who would be the greatest among you must be a servant.
因为耶稣曾经教导他的门徒说，你们当中谁愿为大的，谁就要服侍别人。
He was saying it from personal experience.
他这么说，他自己也亲身实践。
He is the greatest among us all.
他是我们当中最伟大的。But
he made himself a servant in the lowest of all.
但是他却愿意降低自己，成为我们当中最卑贱的仆人。
And he did it to deal with your problem of sin because you can't deal with it on your own.
他会这么做是因为要处理我们罪的问题，因为我们自己没办法处理罪的问题。
So when you leave here today, I want you to take Jesus seriously.
所以我希望大家听完讲道之后可以很认真的来思考耶稣。
Take him seriously because of his great, high, mighty lordship, and take him seriously because of his love for you.
我们要来思考耶稣，因为他是全能的大君王，他也是一个爱人的神。Let's
pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we're so blinded by our own little world and our own little schemes.
主啊, 我们自己心中都有筹算, 可是这样都让我们看不清事实。
I pray you would open our eyes to your greatness and your love for us.
我们求你能够打开我们的眼睛, 让我们看到你的大能, 还有你对我们的爱。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to send one person up to get, did all the Sunday school kids come back yet? I'll send Judy up to get the kids.
要把主日学的小孩带下来。
We're going to have a time of communion.
我们要领圣餐。
And as we prepare our hearts for communion, I want you to turn to Isaiah 53.
我们准备心等待圣餐的时候, 请大家翻到以赛亚书53章。
Now the Lord's Supper is something Jesus instituted for his followers.
圣餐是耶稣所建立的，这是为了他的跟随者而建立。
And he said that the bread represents his body, which is for him, which is given for his followers, for them.
圣餐里面的饼就是耶稣的身体，是为了信他的人所舍的。
He was speaking about his death on the cross to pay for other people's sins.
耶稣这么讲，他的意思是他死在十字架上为所有的人的罪偿罪。
And he talked about the wine or the grape juice as the blood represents the blood that was shed for to clean you from your sin.
那我们喝的葡萄酒就是耶稣流的宝血，这样的宝血可以洗净我们的罪。
And so, the Bible says if you believe that, then you take in joining us, and if you've made a public testimony of your belief and your faith by being baptized, then you take and join us in this meal.
所以领圣餐是一个公开宣示你信仰的一个时刻。
And if you have not done that yet, and if you're not sure about it yet, don't take it. You'll honor Christ by letting it pass by.
所以如果你还对神，你对你的信仰还不是很确定，你就可以不用领圣餐。你这么做其实也是在荣耀神。
And as you see the other people taking the bread and the wine, consider what Jesus is testifying about himself, and take this time to really take a look at Jesus and consider him and take him seriously.
我们在领这饼和这酒的时候，我们来思考耶稣他自己有讲过很多话是关于他自己的。我们来思考这些话。Now
I bet as Jesus was being arrested and was about to face his own death, he was aware of Isaiah 53, a prophecy about why it had to be that way.
耶稣他被捕受难之前，我相信他心中一定对于以赛亚书53章这边非常的熟悉，他也知道为什么他要受难。
So we'll read together out loud in English first, Isaiah 53, and then we'll read together out loud in Chinese.
我们把53章全部用中英文歌念过一次，先念英文。
And then we'll take the Lord's Supper.
然后我们就领圣餐。
And as you're reading, just think, this great, powerful king we read about in Psalm 2, this is what he was submitting himself to face for your sake.
在诗篇二章读到那位大王的王，为了我们的缘故，愿意受难，经历过这些苦难。
So let's read it together in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文念，再用中文。
Out loud. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. And in Chinese.
中文我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根处于干地。他无家形为荣，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。 他承担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。 他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除呢？是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈。 人还使他与罪恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬？耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。 有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均匀喷乳物，因他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。